After the verdict was read, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jerry Baxter announced to a stunned courtroom that the former educators would be taken into custody immediately.
And I'm sorry. From the day I got this case, I pleaded with people to evaluate it seriously, and now the rubber has met the road.
Some of the defense attorneys objected to that decision, saying their clients weren't violent criminals or a flight risk, but Judge Baxter insisted they head to Fulton County Jail for booking.
They have made their bed, and they're going to have to lie in it, and it starts today.
After 8 days of deliberation and almost 7 months of testimony, a jury found all but one of the former APS educators guilty of racketeering with a mix of verdicts on the other charges. They'd been accused of an orchestrated scheme to change answers on test sheets to get raises and bonuses. The RICO charge was the most serious of the allegations, and the guilty verdict could bring sentences of up to 20 years. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard said the decision by 21 other educators to plead guilty to lesser charges helped shape the state's case.
It allowed people to understand that this was a substantial case that involved substantial wrongdoing. When you get 21 guilty pleas, it's easy for people to recognize that something bad happened.
Former Dobbs Elementary School teacher Dessa Kerb was the only person to be found not guilty of all charges. Speaking after the verdict, Kerb said she was relieved.
I've prayed and I believe that this is would be my outcome. And I'm very thankful. Thank God that it's over.
Sentencing for the other 11 is expected to happen sometime next week. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.